You can try your luck at Mississippi's 7-card stud or California lowball. You can play with the best at the Euro Finals of Poker or the New England Poker Classic. But for commentator Andrew Quatnetz, the trickiest poker players are in the state of Florida.
I'm not a big gambler. Once a month, I head out to my local smoke-filled casino in Seattle to play Texas Hold'em, the poker game you see all over TV now. I don't go to make money. I just love playing games, and casinos are like fast food to feed my hunger for a game. A while ago, I took a trip to Florida to visit my grandparents. Late one night, I checked out the nearby tribal casino. The place was massive. Lights flashing, coins clanking, and swarms of people, mostly senior citizens, buzzing around. I went over to the poker sign-up board, hoping I wouldn't have to wait too long. The woman in charge had a mischievous grin that reminded me of my grandmother. "Texas Hold'em for you, sweetie?" she asked. "Yes, whatever table opens up first." I returned the best sweet grandchild smile I could muster, overwhelmed by the long list of tables and names on the whiteboard. "A spot just opened up on table 28, she told me. "Hurry over and good luck, honey." As I found my seat, I realized I forgot to ask about the stakes at the table. I normally play what's called a 3-6 game. Bets in increments of $3 for the first two rounds of betting and $6 for the next two. To get a few hours of play, I'm typically risking around $100 if I'm careful. The largest I had ever played was a 4-8 game. "What are the stakes at this table?" I asked. The dealer replied, "$10.25." "$10.25?" I surveyed the table. Men and women, not a single one who looked younger than 65. Were they the friendly grandparent types? Or seasoned poker sharks eager to teach a young whippersnapper a lesson in card playing? I quickly calculated how much money I would need to play on a $10.25 table. I have a hang-up about paying exorbitant out-of-state ATM fees, so I happened to have more cash than usual in my wallet. There was no getting up now. I laid down a large pile of fresh $20 bills. "$500, please." All eyes darted up at me, then to the pile of money, and then back up at me. Could they sense my youthful recklessness? Or were they just counting the new money that might soon be theirs? Then I sensed something new, some doubt in their eyes. A slight old lady with a loud voice finally broke the silence. "It's 10.25 cents, dear."
Screenwriter Andrew Quatnetz lives in Seattle.